Conflict!
Listening to A Cellar Full of Noise on RTM FM. I'm Carl Ferrugia, playing an hour of punk, post-punk, indie pop, etc. Those first two tracks were, to begin with, Conflict by Conflict from their 1982 debut EP The House That Man Built on Crass Records. Then was Cercle Vicieux by Béton Armé of Montreal from what I believe is their debut full-length Renaissance, which is out on Static Shock as of a couple of weeks ago. You can find the show on Instagram and Blue Sky, or at acellarfulofnoise.co.uk, where I'll post the tracklist afterwards. Coming up, I'm playing new songs by reformed 90s bands Heavenly and The Crabs, as well as new stuff by The Surfs and Chronophage. But now, here's Just Say Yes, the lead single from Glasgow post-punk band Dancer's second full-length album, More or Less, which is out on September 12th with Meritorio Records.
Things you say, things
down. Now we'll lime around, stay. Don't burn it to the ground. Keep falling down, rain. Save this lonely town, rain. Something rain can't fall when it's hot as an oven. Yeah, yeah. Wake up, it's time for the show to end. Goodbye, friends. I never knew how this chapter was gonna begin. Full of jealousy and rage. Time to turn the page and change. Nothing stays the same. Can't love nothing and expect something. Rain can't fall when it's hot as an oven. Yeah, yeah. Hey, the world can't bring you down. Now we'll lime around, stay. Don't burn it to the ground. This lonely town, rain. Save this lonely town.
After Dancer, you heard Scam by Long Beach, California band Self Improvement from their recently released second album, Syndrome. Then was Bambini di Tragia by Prague band Bibioni from their EP Paprika Traumbrochen. And finally, as promised earlier, was a new song by Anacortes, Washington band The Cramps. Original members John Lunsford and Lisa Jackson released four albums on K Records as The Cramps in the 90s before settling down to raise their children. Then in 2013, they started releasing music again with their children joining in. At the time, drummer Vince was 12 and keyboard player Zania was 7. Forthcoming album Years at the Unknown is a compilation of these songs, once again released by K Records, and it's out on August 15th. Speaking of towns in the Pacific Northwest of the USA, this next track is called Portland Town, after Portland, Oregon, but is by English indie pop band Heavenly. They reformed for some shows, and this is now their first single in 29 years, with a full album to follow in February 2026. The band's only show of 2025 is at Islington Assembly Hall on 19th of July, as part of the Skepwax Weekender.
I've never been brave, I've never been tough, but sometimes you have to say, that's enough. I'm hiding out in the trees once again, lost in the leaves, hide my eyes and pretend. I'm in a place full of misfits like me, a place I could be just who I want to be.
To behave.
Well, here's the truth of it, and I'll put it in a song. I still think of you whenever the temperature drops. Sidling up beside me, 'cause you've done something wrong. Aren't I patient? So if there's one more thing that I can convey on loving someone who promises they'll change, well, it's a fine thing, but it's not your job to show them the way. Could have been romance, could have been true. Something not for you to say, and that's the truth of
it. Into the cave, unwrap this package of skin and flay. What a fine gift I'll make of your face. All you have to do is manipulate the remote control. It's a mind. It's a
After Heavenly was Lullaby by Sun Urchins from Glow in the Dark, their debut album. They are from Providence, Rhode Island. Then was Truth of It by New Jersey's Longneck, aka Lily Mastrodemus, from a recent EP of four songs called Four Songs. Then lastly, there was Kylan Lunsford with Gagged World from new album Promiscuous Genes. I saw Kylan and band play a brilliant set at New River Studios last summer after getting into the first album, Custodians of Human Succession. Both great records, so check them out. And now, here's Looking at Me by Dick Hick from new EP Hardcore Schmardcore, which is out on Pop Affliction Records. They describe it pretty accurately as freaky weirdo synthpunk tracks from hell.
I'm not afraid to die.
choose the temple I come to play. Close my eyes and let it wash away. That feeling that there's not enough. You're all I hear becomes invited to never watch your own.
Those last few started with Bodies in Water by Ohioan synthpunks The Surfs, then was Slugman from a new 7-inch by New York punks Pyrex, then lastly was Anita Ride by Baltimore's Pinkshift from their upcoming album Earthkeeper, which is out in August. This next track is by a band from Liverpool called Steel. They're playing this year's Decolonize Fest, which is over the 6th and 7th of September, at Signature Brew in Walthamstow. This song is called DFTTM.
My mask don't allow them to connect your newfound.
Right, last few there were firstly Rip Off by Noise Rocker's Flesh Tape from Colorado. That's from a new EP called Gravesite. Then Happy Birthday by Tummy Ache, a project started by songwriter Soren Bryce that now includes Linus Fenton and Bianca Baranova as creative contributors. After that was Swords and Sandals by Austin, Texas band Chronophage from their new 7-inch EP titled Musical Attack, Communist plus Anarchist Friendship, which is out on the 11th of July. And then finally was Dice by Glasgow's Night Shift, who've just been out on tour with Horse Girl. One last song then. Thanks for listening. The Cellar will be open again at the same time Saturday, the 26th of July. I'm going to leave you with a band that I've just recently started listening to, 90s Bristol band Movie Tone. This is Heatwave Pavement from their self-titled 1995 debut album. Bye for now.
In a train, the sun was yellow, and I held an elderly head floated through the window of the train car, like small tiny birds with the sunlight going through.
Regular guy who lived a regular life, got up, 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?"